Welcome back to the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. We are live. St. John Fisher University Buffalo Bills training camp and a Veterans Day of rest for our guest joining us now in the Sports Bar, defensive tackle Daquan Jones. But how does that work out for you guys? Do you as a vet get the chance to request that? Do coaches say you're not going today? Is it a surprise when you get a vet's day of rest? How's it all work out?
It's more up to the coaches and to the training staff and Nate and his team and Joe just kind of take care of the guys and make sure, you know, we're monitoring them right and make sure we're not doing kind of just too much. You know, I'm getting a little longer in the tooth, so just making sure just take care of me a little bit, make sure I'm healthy for the season.
Yeah, other than rest, how do you take care of your body, Daquan? Are you a big ice bath guy, for instance?
I am. Right now, I have not been doing that during camp. I kind of been doing more like Normatec and more stretching and more like actively kind of getting the body right. And I've been feeling pretty good, to this point. So I think I'm going to keep on doing that. I'm a firm believer not trying to trick your body too much. I mean, I want to feel my body ache a little bit. I want to know what hurts. Just so I can know I can, you know, go in there and rehab it and take care of it, you know, accordingly.
At this stage of camp, are you starting to get that calloused feeling with your body, knowing that you've had the pads on for a few days now?
Not really. I mean, we put the pads on. Like, I didn't really feel a difference. It was kind of just, you know, I've been kind of psyching myself up for this, you know, for the last couple of weeks. And I kind of just feel like I'm in a steady little groove right now. Like, you know what I mean? I'm out there just kind of picking off where I left off last year and just trying to improve on the stuff that I really want to improve on, and I'm kind of in the rhythm right now.
Yeah, how big is nutrition at this stage of your career, would you say?
Oh, huge. I mean, I think about 5 years ago, I really kind of focused in on it and took it seriously, and I'm kind of like now obsessed with it a little bit, you know what I mean, just trying to make sure I maintain a certain weight for myself and you know, the way I eat, the food I intake, just kind of make sure I'm more aware of that and you know, paying attention to what kind of foods kind of respond well to my body, and yeah.
Buffalo Bills defensive tackle Daquan Jones, our guest in the Sports Bar. Daquan, last season did not end the way anybody wanted it to end. Mm-hmm. How would you evaluate your performance over the 629 snaps that you played on defense last year?
Yeah, last year was kind of a weird year. I feel like, just coming back from my pec, I mean, I got my strength back, I would say probably fully, like, toward the end of the year, like, I came back the year before, played in the last three games. Like, October of last year was kind of like a full year for my surgery. So to be fully healthy this year and be able to kind of throw weight around like I normally do, like, I feel a lot more confident going into the season. So for me, last year, my strength wasn't there as a big part of it. But overall, man, I felt like I, you know, did what I needed to do. There's some plays that I left out there that I want back. But I have no, you know, regrets about last year. Just more this year, just kind of coming back and playing at the level that I know I can.
How big is that to be able to fully commit to your training and not so much rehab? Because you mentioned your recovery from the pec. I mean, we watched Trey doing what he's doing at camp. We watched Matt doing what he's doing this year at camp. I mean, other guys on the defense that have had a full summer to train and not necessarily rehab. Is that a game changer when you're talking about how you attack the season?
I mean, yeah, because you're last year was more, I'm trying to activate it to make sure I don't do it again. I'm working smaller muscles around it. Just kind of just make sure it feels good. And to have a full, really, half of last year into the whole offseason, be able to kind of really just, you know, say F it and kind of just go after the weight and yeah. Really see how it is and see how it feels. I mean, it felt great. I mean, to be able to do weight I couldn't do all last year over summer, I mean, it helps you raise that confidence level.
Bills defensive tackle Daquan Jones, our guest here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Daquan, a lot of new pieces on the defensive line. There's mm-hmm. some other new things. You have a new coach in Ryan Nielsen, who we've kind of observed. He's actually kind of working with the line a little bit. Tell us what his role is with this defense and how it's been working with him so far.
Yeah, I think he's a great addition. I think he's here to kind of just help and bring knowledge and really just help the upfront learn kind of the new kind of tweaks and twists of the defense and what we're doing this year. And I think he's doing a great job of that. I mean, he's very hands-on coach and very, very, very talkative and very knowledgeable. And I'm excited to continue to learn from him, you know, going forward to camp and throughout the season.
When you talk about improving certain elements of your game, how do you go about attacking those specific elements? Let's say you look at your performance in 2024 and you're a half second too slow, or you miss a tackle here or there. What do you do in the off season? What do you do at camp that prepares you for a better 2025?
Really just honing in on what plays or what you struggled with, and really going out there and focusing on that and making yourself feel uncomfortable doing that. And it's going to feel weird at first, you know what I mean, because you don't like doing it, because like, it's not what you're the best at. But like, once you can kind of get comfortable and you know, feel okay with something feeling odd or out of whack, that's how you become better as a player and become more of a well-rounded player. Just keep stacking your game and working on stuff that you know you're not the best at, but you can always improve in.
Daquan, how do you view your role at this point of your career? Because on the defensive line, you've got a few young guys on this line they brought in, Landon Jackson. Certainly you have TJ out there and the big guy in Deion Walker. Are you viewing yourself as a mentor? How does that kind of work when you're working with guys that might be taking snaps from you ultimately?
Yeah, I mean, listen, just knowledge is power, and whatever I can do to kind of help them out, I'm going to do it. I don't think I would benefit any type of way of withholding information of trying to help these guys get better, because then I feel like I'm doing myself a disservice as a player, because you know, they're not going to be able to push me in the ways that I want to be pushed to be better. You know what I'm saying? So I learned that on early on with Drill Casey down in Tennessee, just being able to really flood people with information and help them out, because if you can see them doing something, like I'm out here learning from TJ, how he does some stuff out here that, you know, a lot of us can't do. So it's like one thing that's going to make him stand out as a pro in his league, and seeing what he does well, and see if, you know, if people can sit there and implement that in their game and vice versa, and pick his brain while he's also picking my brain. So I feel like the banter back and forth of helping young guys, man, it overall is going to help out the entire team and yourself. And, you know, I don't really look at it as, you know, they're here to take my play. I mean, one, I'm older, right? Let's get that out there. I'm older. I'm not going to play in the league forever.
Yeah, you're the elder statesman in the room.
Yeah, their time's coming. And so, like, for me, I just look at it as, like, hey, I'm here to help these guys any way I can to become better players. And I'm not really worried about this year of taking my players away or whatever the case may be. Just more so me helping them and helping this team win a championship.
What's your first impressions of some of the new faces, whether it be the rookies or the free agent signings? Who stood out to you?
You know, they're all doing really well. I mean, I think TJ, I talked about today, just watching him out there. He's so fluid in his movements and what he does. His pass rush knowledge in there, his pass rush instincts are there. I think Deion's a big guy who moves really well for his size and can bring a finesse game to him too, in the pass rush game too, which is kind of crazy. And but he also will sit there and will walk a guy back like it's no problem. So I think they're both going to be guys who can help us out in the long run.
It's team sports, certainly, and the wins are the ultimate goal, and that really is the only thing that matters. You yourself, do you set any individual goals for yourself entering 2025?
No, you know, I did the opposite. I have no expectations this year for myself. I have no personal accolades I want to chase, I want to go after. I'm kind of just taking this day by day and, you know, moment by moment. I'm trying to live in every moment. I'm trying to make sure I do everything right. I don't want to take anything for granted going, you know, into this year. So for me, I have no expectation, I have no goals. I just want to go out there and be the best player I can be for my teammates, help out where I can help out, and really just, you know, enjoy the process as we go forward.
How many training camps is this for you?
This will be my 12th.
12th training camp in the NFL. So I imagine it can get a bit mundane. I mean, you had the change from Tennessee to coming here and the way the two teams might operate differently. Mm-hmm. But how do you stay sharp? How do you stay focused throughout the course of the preseason, now that you've been through it as many times as you have, just to maximize your performance when it actually counts?
Yeah, I think just kind of what I touched on, just being able to be locked in with the young guys and helping them out, and then, you know, have them having questions and being able to watch them while they're playing majority of the preseason games and see how it can help them. And you know, for me too, it's also like, for me, I'm looking at like formation stuff, like what can I learn here from this team, what are teams doing, how are they going to attack us, and kind of see more of the bigger picture of it, and so I can carry that knowledge and, you know, into the season.
Another question on the line. I'm curious to see what this looks like with Joey Bosa when the games happen. What's it been like with
him? Too, I can't wait.
Yeah, what's it like now having him as a teammate now?
It's kind of cool because, you know, we both had, like, you know, Larry Johnson, the senior, the D-line coach, in college, and I think that we kind of bonded over that and kind of connected over that firstly. But I'm excited to see, you know, the dynamic he brings to this defense, and especially on third down, like how it's going to look for us. I see him out here flying around. Like, he had a nasty one-on-one, nasty up in the team period the other day, and I'm just excited to see, you know, that on the field come, like, Sundays and game day. So I'm ready.
He's Buffalo Bills defensive tackle Daquan Jones joining us in the sports bar live from Buffalo Bills training camp. It's Danger and Battaglia at St. John Fisher University. Talk about bonding. I think it was last year we talked to you. Are you still doing cornhole? Are you still doing tournaments? You setting that up? Is that a team building thing the other guys are doing?
We haven't played cornhole this year, surprisingly. My tournament back home, we're not doing it this year for, you know, personal reasons. But, okay. We will be keeping that up going forward. We haven't gotten around to playing yet. The schedule's been kind of tough this training camp as far as timing, but there's going to be
You still throwing bags around,
though,
right?
Yeah, no, I've been playing personally a lot this offseason. So, like, I've been playing. So, as far as the cornhole stuff and here with the team, we have not been playing as much.
We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you a question. We are?
Penn State.
How do we feel?
I feel great.
I mean, we've had people tell us this is the year. Is this the year? I mean, is Drew Aller the dude? Is this the year? Come on, Daquan.
It would be.
Give it up.
I don't know. Day by day, we'll see.
Nah, it doesn't seem very confident.
Day by day. No expectations. You know what I'm saying? If you
go through life with low expectations, then you're pleasantly surprised when something good happens, right?
Yeah, but if you have none, you can't be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I have none. I want them to be a good team to watch.
All right. Daquan Jones, Buffalo Bills defensive tackle.
Last one for me. We talked to Connor McGovern, who's your teammate. Now he also went to Penn State. Have you been invited to his pizza party?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's amazing. I mean, I didn't think he can cook like that, but he really can. And his pizza, his little appetizer bites, I mean, his little steak bites, they're amazing.
I heard that you don't get many chances. If you're not in, you're out.
Yeah.
You have to be vigilant about going.
Yeah, if you don't show up on time, you're not going to get no food.
Yeah.
I mean, people go up there for seconds, and they don't share. So you have to make sure you get there early, get the food you want, and get out of there.
Now, I thought for sure when he talked about making the pizzas homemade that he was doing something out in the backyard, like a pizza oven in the backyard. He's doing that all in his oven.
Yeah.
And it comes out great. Mm,
great. Wow. Amazing, yeah.
What's your favorite topping? What do you got? Favorite pizza? Favorite topping?
Oh, pepperoni.
It's just pepperoni?
Yep.
Nothing?
Cheese pepperoni. That's it.
And he's serving up plenty of that for you guys.
All that.
Love it. Yeah. Daquan, man, best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Stay healthy, and thanks for the time, as always.
I appreciate you.